Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's happening with the tennis courts and skate park in Knoxville? Let's go in-depth with Amy Wallace and Greg Higginbotham. So, Greg, how long have you been coaching tennis?
This upcoming season will be my fifth year as Knoxville's tennis coach.
You enjoy it?
I love it.
What's so good about tennis?
Tennis is a sport that, a lot of people don't know about tennis. It's one of those sports that they learn and they can play it for the rest of their lives. It's not something that is just high school time, you know. And the kids, they get out there and we just have a ball. You know, there's not a whole lot of pressure because there's not really a whole lot of bystanders that come and watch it. So it's just them and their opponents and they just enjoy it. We just have a good time out there.
It's not every high school sport that you can play until you're 90 years old.
No, and there are 90-year-olds here in the community that we're playing up until just recently, playing tennis out there on the tennis courts.
I understand that there's a problem with the current tennis courts.
They are in very, very bad shape. There's a drainage issue on the east side of the Youngs Park there, and the courts cannot be resurfaced, and they've got large cracks in them, and the surface is just completely gone on them. So this last year I had several players during meets and at tournaments where kids fell and actually had to treat injuries, had to go to my paramedic side to treat the injuries, you know, while they're on the court.
Yeah, and the state has said you can't host any meets here anymore?
No, I don't know that the state said that, but just for a liability issue for us, it's not a good deal.
Okay, I thought maybe the state came down. I knew you weren't hosting any more tournaments.
And maybe they have came down, and I don't know about that, but the courts are very dangerous, and they have been for the last couple of years.
Well, it's sort of embarrassing, too, isn't it?
It is very embarrassing. When I introduce teams to our facility, I said, welcome to Knoxville's clay courts, because they're supposed to be hard, but the courts are just given away, so it's almost like playing on a clay surface.
So, Amy, what's your interest in tennis?
My interest is for the kids, just to see more go out and love it and be able to offer a safe environment for them and maybe see more kids come out for the sport.
You have kids playing or had?
I do. I have a boy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's he like about tennis?
I think it's the coach. No. I think it's just his off season for baseball, and it gives him, keeps him active, and he loves his teammates, and he does love his coach, and he likes the sport. I think he's competitive in a calm way, I guess.
One of the things that we want to talk about is that there's going to be an election where the people in the community can decide whether or not they want new tennis courts, right?
Right. That's right. Yep, it'll be called Proposition A.
How many courts? Proposition A goes through, how many courts?
There'll be eight.
Eight mm-hmm. courts. And where will they be located?
They'll be between the apartments and the rec center across from the high school.
All right, so closer to high school.
Mm-hmm. Very accessible for the kids and for the community members. And there'll be a basketball court, too.
So a basketball court as well. Well, mm-hmm. that's been needed, hasn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Now that I think about it, I don't see places where kids can get together for a pickup game.
Well, when I was growing up, you know, Youngs Park had a basketball court out there. And it was Sundays was the basketball day out at the Youngs Park. And you would have 20 guys out there, current, you know, basketball players and former basketball players from the community all playing on Sunday. It'd be 5 and 6 hours of just nonstop playing basketball. And I haven't seen that in Knoxville in a long time. And a lot of it's just because the facility isn't there.
Yeah, you have to go into the gym.
Have to go into the gym.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the tennis courts and skate park in Knoxville with Amy Wallace and Greg Higginbotham. I guess I was thinking it was a tennis court thing. It's more complex than that. It's also a basketball court for the community. And then there's going to be this, and this is a school thing. And we need to get this clear. Yes. This is a school bond issue.
Right.
But they've made some kind of agreement with the city where the city's going to do something, but we need to keep this straight in our heads.
The school is paying for the tennis courts. This whole money that's going down to build this is going to be the school's. The land is the city's. So that's the city's kind of
agreement
to it. And then there'll be a joint upkeep, basically agreement from there on out. But the whole building of the tennis courts, which is kind of pricey, is all being taken care of by the schools, not the city.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but then the current skate park, which is the city's, which is has reached its sort of age where it needs to be replaced, that's going to go away to be a new skate park in Young's Park. So we're going to have tennis courts and a basketball, if this goes through, tennis courts and basketball court over where the skate park is now, and then new skate park over at Young's Park. Is that right?
So it's kind of a win-win. It's a win for the school and the community, and it's a win for the people that enjoy the tennis courts, and it's a win for the people that enjoy the skate park as well, I think.
Well, it's going to be bigger.
It'll be safer and better and new, both places, and more inviting, I think.
And not plywood falling apart.
No.
I think it's going to be built kind of like Oskaloosa's skate park is kind of my, and if you've been to Oskaloosa right there by the mall, they've got that really nice concrete skate park. I think that's kind of the what they're modeling it after.
It's a real nice skate park in Oskaloosa, and there's kids there all the time.
All the time, yep.
So the city and the schools are sort of working together according to this big collaborative plan, but the community has to vote. And the next step is this Proposition A on the ballot. When is the election?
September 12th. It'll be on the ballot.
It'll be on the ballot along with our school board members. I mean, it'll be an important ballot for people to get out to vote September 12th. And there's one proposition, Proposition A.
Right.
To move the community forward with tennis courts. This part of it will be the tennis courts and the basketball court. You talk to kids about this. What do the kids think?
Oh, they're very excited. They're very excited. I think just for the safety part of it, and then I think it would be, I think you'll see more kids maybe join the tennis team because they're new and they're right there and they can see them and their friends are out there and it's fun. It's a fun sport to watch, and I think you will see more people maybe be able to come in, watch, because we'll have better seating there, and it's just going to be a really nice setup. The kids are very excited.
And you've had some good teams recently.
We have. I mean, Knoxville's always been known as kind of, we've got a good history with tennis. You know, Joel Tonda had a phenomenal tennis team throughout the years, and I've been fortunate to have some great groups of kids come through, and we've qualified for state. We've been conference champions, so we've got a good dynasty kind of going right now. I've got a good group of kids out, and they're excited for the new tennis courts because, you know, they have to struggle every day at practice. We can't run line drills because they can't stop on the court without the fear of blowing out an ankle or, you know, the surface giving completely away and then they've got road rash on their leg or whatever. So, you know, it's exciting for them. And I agree with Amy. I think more kids will go out for tennis when they see the facility. I've been told that kids are afraid to get hurt, you know, because the courts, the way they are, so.
Well, and you might even have coaches and parents recommending, hey, maybe don't go out for tennis. You can't take that risk.
Or maybe people going to Pella to go play tennis, just a quick pickup game of tennis. They can stay right local here in town and keep some in our community, I think, too.
Well, that's important to get across, too, is that members of the community can use the basketball court and the tennis courts.
Which is very exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, so as long as the team isn't scheduled to play, is it going to be pretty much open?
I think it will be, yeah.
Yes.
One of the things I forgot to mention earlier is Knoxville's always been the host of the conference tennis meet for 20-plus years. And it was the actual coaches that voted not to play on our Knoxville's courts anymore. And so we all had to go to a separate facility in Ottumwa. And I've had coaches contact me and are excited to be back in Knoxville with a conference meet if we can get this to pass. So.
Okay, that's what I must have been thinking about, was the coaches that didn't want to come back.
Yep.
That's a sad deal, isn't it?
That's a very sad deal, yep. We have the number of courts, we just don't have quality courts.
And so how many will there be again?
There'll be eight, which we've got seven currently, and that'll be eight, which will make tournaments go faster, make dual meets go faster. So we're not going to run later into the night or later into the day. So that's a big deal.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the tennis courts and skate park in Knoxville with Amy Wallace and Greg Higginbotham.
People always talk about amenities like this as being part of the quality of life in a community. And so when the employers want to hire somebody and they show them around town, now they can show them these recreational
activities. Absolutely. Which is connected right onto our rec center with the high school right across. So, like, the bathroom facilities will be open in both of those places for people to use. And I just think it'll be a very, very nice asset to our community.
And that's something, too, is, I have held off, as the head tennis coach, I've held off putting on camps just for the fear of liability of kids getting hurt during a camp. So, I'm looking forward to being able to put on camps for younger kids to get more interest as they come and stuff like that. So I'm excited for that.
Wow. So the little kids, you'll be teaching little kids tennis?
I would love to teach little kids tennis.
That's great. Okay, so now, but here's an important part too that we haven't got to is, what's this going to cost the people of Knoxville?
It will not cost them anything. The tax will actually go down. They will use the pebble tax, but there's another school tax that will go down, so it will not affect the taxpayers' dollars at all. We just need to vote yes.
Okay, so I presume they paid off other things, and
I think that's correct.
Yep.
And so they paid off other things, and so for the same taxation.
Actually, less taxation.
Less taxation, yes. We can get basketball courts and tennis courts.
Exactly.
State of the art.
State of the art.
Yes.
All right.
How exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have to be careful not to editorialize on some of this stuff, but it's like...
But it seriously is a win-win for the community and the school district. And to watch them work together, who doesn't want that? That we need that in our community.
And so September 12th, people can decide, come out and vote.
Right.
It's another step that communities need to make to grow and prosper.
Correct. I think we needed to make sure we make it known that the skate park is not going away. We're not taking that away from them. We're just relocating it and making it better for both places.
It's just going to take a little time.
Yes.
Okay, and so should this pass, when do you see the construction of the tennis court starting, and when will you be able to start having teams on it?
I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe we could break ground in October if the passes in September, and hopefully by the spring we would be playing on the new tennis courts.
And what's so cool about this to me too is that the game of tennis, even I could go out there and you could teach me a thing or two and I could be playing tennis, and maybe Amy and I could knock a few balls back and forth, and it's something for everybody.
It really is. Yeah,
it's a very fun sport that I don't think a lot of people have ever thought about trying. And I have a passion for it. I grew up with it, played it in high school with Joel Tonda as my coach, and having his enthusiasm infect me, obviously it's carried on. And so I just want to hopefully do the same thing that Joel did for me, and to bring tennis to a lot of the individuals that would never play tennis. Like Ben, for example, I actually talked Ben into playing tennis. So.
Yeah.
Amy wasn't even going to let him, so I had to talk her into
your son.
That's true.
I think he likes it.
He loves it. I think it's for all ages. You could make it as fun or competitive as you wanted to, and I just think it'd be more inviting for, who wouldn't want to go play tennis on a brand new court and get some, quality time in with your family, too. You could take your whole family out there, too, and play a game of tennis, so I think it'd be fun. It's really exciting. They're going to continue to keep the name, the Joel Tonda Tennis Court, so that will not change either. So that's very exciting also.
Have you talked to Joel about this? What does he think?
I haven't had a chance to talk to Joel lately. So he definitely knows that those courts something needed to be done. And, you know, money-wise, it wasn't in the budget to be able to redo the drainage system out there and put new courts in, because that's what it would have taken. And I think it was $1 million just to redo the drainage without even doing the courts to make them so that they would last out there. So Joel knows that they needed replaced. I think he's probably has a little bit of a sentimental attachment to those courts all those years that he coached out there, and I completely understand that. But he knows that, and I think he'll be proud that these new courts, and I'm glad that they're keeping the name and naming them after him out there.
Thanks to Amy Wallace and Greg Higginbotham for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.